Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, we launched a competition this last week to find the worst tattoo ever imprinted on some poor unfortunate's body. And Danielle Robertson from Dublin Inc. was with us, and she's on the line again. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
How was the weekend?
It was a great weekend. I was hosting the Body Arts Convention over in the Helix DCU. Long weekend.
Oh, well, I see what you mean. That's very Irish description of the long weekend, because, of course, you obviously had to make sure that the booze was flowing correctly and in the right direction.
I did.
Yeah.
I absolutely did, yeah.
As well as work very hard, so it was exhausting.
It is. Not too bad in Ireland, though. I mean, they're never too far away from a bar, so...
No, I understand.
We're lucky that way. Yeah.
I had something similar myself. But let's keep going, shall we? And talk about the tattoos. We asked our friends to send in the worst tattoos, and they did so.
They did. They certainly did, yeah. I had a good time looking through the album.
Yeah, good. So the album's up on Facebook if people want to have a little look up there. And why don't you talk us through some of the ones that you found particularly gruesome?
There was quite a lot of them that it was quite difficult to even make up what they were, really, wasn't there?
Yes.
I think there was a frog. Was it a frog? But nobody knew it was really a frog. It was a tribal type thing.
Yes, it was a tribal mess, I think, was described on Facebook. Nobody quite knew.
Yeah, you guys are so cruel.
We are the tellers of truth. We don't like to dress it up. We need people to survive in this Darwinian crazy world, and they need to know.
That's true.
So we had the girl with the a selection of stars climbing up the back of her neck and towards her ear, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Then we had the Stephanie Phelan and the pint glass empty.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then we had Tony Hussey, and which they reckon was done on whalebone by sailors. That was appalling. And then we had what looks like Winnie the Pooh, but with copyright issues. So
I've seen this one also. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was appalling. One. There was an angry leprechaun, the word amazing, a stupid looking devil, a sort of Betty Page would be, what looked like a dead Taurus bull on another arm. do you remember that one? And then the various buttons that you'd use for a DVD player, which is the strangest selection.
That was a strange one. I see the PlayStation buttons every now and again, but that was definitely a first.
And then, of course, the dodgiest thing to do of all is to get somebody's name tattooed to you, especially if it's early in the day.
Yeah, that's a mistake you see. Mistake you see time and time again.
Your favourite one being?
My favourite one was from a lovely gentleman called Will.
Yes.
Who has a great Nike sign in bright red sprawled all the way across the top of his arm.
Yeah, but it's at the worst angle. It looks... there's nothing right about that.
There really isn't. There really isn't. I mean, it's not like, you know, it was a small, little, discreet place either. It's right there, right there.
The color's wrong. Oh. The angle's wrong. It's like a cut price Nike.
I'm curious to know where that came from.
Well, I think.
And how that happened.
Well, why don't we ask him? Will, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Tell us a little bit about this tattoo, please, and where it came from and what happened, Will.
I was on holiday quite a few years ago in Crete.
Yeah.
I was walking down the beach and noticed somebody had a small one similar to it on their ankle or whatever. And in my wisdom of a few drinks on me, decided to go to the local tattoo parlor and ask for a similar.
Now, the key to this story, obviously, and Danielle, I'm sure, is aware of this happening quite a lot, is booze again. And you were a few sheets to the wind there in the Crete summer wind, and you thought, this is exactly what I need, is a Nike sign on my arm. You went in, you got it done. Do you recall seeing it for the first time in sobriety?
Fairly shocked would be the understatement.
Why?
because it is horrible. It is. It's something that I've regretted and been meaning to do something about for quite a long time now.
Yeah, I have to say, when I saw it, I thought you're within your rights to feel a considerable amount of regret. because it is definitely among the worst tattoos I've ever seen. So do you kind of have to explain it every time you wear a t-shirt?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. I was even thinking of getting it covered up with something different, but they just haven't got around it, you know.
So, Danielle, what would you recommend that Will does? He clearly is a man knee-deep in regret. So what can we do to help him out of this corner?
Firstly, hi, Will.
Hi.
If you can pop into us, so what we're going to do first is we're going to do a couple of laser tattoo removal sessions just on the black outline, I think maybe is the best option first.
That's okay. A good start, yeah.
And then we'll have a talk to our laser specialist, Matthew, about what we're going to do with the red. We might have to bring that down also a little bit.
Do you want to get rid of it, Will, or do you want it just to be dressed up as something else?
That's a good question. I'll maybe speak at a time. I'm not sure, actually.
Okay, one laser operation at a time. Will, thank you for your time this morning. Good luck with that.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. And Danielle, you've been a good sport. And thank you to you and your friends in Dublin Inc. And good luck with making the world a better place by removing Will's awful tattoo.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. Thank
Look
you.
After yourself. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Okay, 51552. Thanks to Danielle Robertson from Dublin Inc. for that.